GM Mobile.
4HX, morning, Andrew.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Wish I wasn't going in here to herd cats, but I guess I'll go do it.
Well, have fun with that. You got to work tomorrow also?
Tomorrow's a holiday for them, so they'll get paid if it's their not their scheduled day off.
At least you get to take tomorrow off then.
Alarm clock off and just wake up when I wake up.
See you there. But probably going to start doing inventory tomorrow, but it won't be this time of day.
Well, at least the winter weather held off. I don't think we got anything.
Thing, I'm already down here at my first stop in between customers.
Yeah, I mean, most any kind of winter weather was supposed to be up towards the North Carolina Tennessee border and higher.
Looking at the radar before you got on, and it looks like all the moisture's pretty much out of here. There's a little mist here, but temperature's above freezing, so I think we'll be all right.
What is this? Definitely didn't want anything to do with any ice.
I'm glad the rain got through here before that cold weather got here. That wouldn't be good, as cold as it's supposed to be.
Don't worry about black ice and everything else.
We still may have to worry about a couple spots of that, but anyway.
Hey, you got any holiday plans?
Supposed to have my family get together Saturday. We'll see how that goes. Not sure how that's going to work out this year, but we'll see. And then we're supposed to get together with my wife's family, but her aunt, the one that's putting it on, she got sick, so they're going to do it next Friday.
That's about what I've got going on. That's almost the exact same scenario. They were supposed to be headed up to my parents Saturday, which I think that'll be good. My son's getting his shotgun, and then I think, I can't remember if it was this Friday or something, we're supposed to go to the in-laws, and now the sister-in-law is sick, so that's been postponed until who knows when, sometime next week. So, but the only thing I'm looking forward to is it'll be breakfast. They always, my wife's family does breakfast for Christmas dinner, and man, I love it. I mean, all kinds of good stuff.
We do too. My wife and I, my grandfather's coming over Christmas Day. Forgot about that. I got to go get him, and he's coming over to the house, and we're having Christmas lunch. Breakfast with him, so that'll be good.
Be good. I guess that's what I enjoy about the holidays. At least you get to spend some time with some family, hopefully. But, you know, it's a good time to relax.
We get this inventory done fairly quick. Wife and I may try to sneak off for a couple of days and go over toward Pigeon Forge or something. The week after Christmas is usually a good time to go because it's usually pretty quiet.
Day this next week to go to the, I think it's Tryon Equestrian Center. They do the whole Christmas light show. Now, if you've never been to that, I would highly recommend it if y'all like going to look at lights.
And I heard about that a little bit, a little commercial about it, and then forgot about it. I'm glad you reminded me.
Really cool. I mean, there's, you go in, and now we went after Christmas. And I don't remember exactly when it was. I don't remember if it was after the first of the year or a couple of days after Christmas. I can find out and tell you. But it was nobody there. And so we didn't hardly have to wait in line. And it was just really neat because they had a lot of the lights and stuff synchronized with the music that you heard on your radio. So you turned your radio at a certain frequency and the lights would be synchronized with it. And then they got all the different displays and I mean, some of them, like, go across the road it's like you're in a, I think it's like an RV park or something. So, you know, they'll have one on one side of the campsite, and it'll go across the road to the one on the other side, and it's really neat. We were going to go back and look at it again this year, see if anything was different.
Had to go look into that. We've not been to that one, and that's something we used to do all every year is go look at lights. But I don't know, the wife has kind of waned on that one the last year or so. Since my son has moved out, she, I don't know, it's just kind of killed her Christmas.
My youngest son not wanting to look at lights as much anymore, so it's driving the wife crazy. But I told her we'd go tomorrow. I'm going to take her to look at lights just right around Spartanburg. And then we got to figure out what day we're going to go up to that trial and equestrian center.
Do they have a place where you get out and walk in there and, you know, anything like that? Or is it all just in your vehicle?
Christmas shops are done, if I remember correctly. You might want to check the website. But I think that's already done because it started like, I think, Thanksgiving week. And it only goes like a week or two or something like that for the shops, and they end up shutting that down, and they leave the lights up till, I mean, you can do that well into the first of next year.
I have to get on there and check it out, see what I can find out then. I know one year we went down to, I think it was McCannville that we went to that year, and you could get out and walk around the town, and they had little hot chocolate stands and apple cider, and just, you know, you could walk around the street. And that was pretty cool.
We were planning on doing a little Christmas market, but none of my schedule lined up with a chance to go because we had the winter camp out and all that. So it just never did work out this year, so we're going to try it again next year. But I've heard it was pretty cool, you know, little shop, same kind of idea. And but I know when we went last year, it was closed. So, and they have the hours and days on the website. So if I can remember, I'll try to get you the website and send it to you.
I'd like to look it up and see what's going on, get some more information about it.
Light show. If your wife enjoys looking at Christmas lights, I would definitely take her. Because, like I said, if it's not busy, it's really nice because you're not waiting in traffic. But and then it was just a really, really neat light show.
You got anything planned? Y'all got to work next week?
God, I'm gonna try to maybe sneak in the woods one more time. I've only, you know, spent $50 on my license. And I got my tags in. I've only went one time, and every weekend since then, something's come up. My wife's been out of town. You know, there's always been reasons. So I'm gonna try to hopefully sneak in at least one more time before the year's over with. Maybe I'll see a deer. Maybe I won't. I don't know, but I just get to go in there and enjoy some time, and I think I'm going to take my youngest, because he's really wanting to go, so hopefully my dad will go. He's wanting to go hunting with him.
Three of you can enjoy that, or four of you if the older one goes. The older one's the one getting the shotgun, right?
He's getting the shotgun, so I may try to go skeet shooting as well. That'll be interesting, but if it's really, really cold, I'm not going to skeet shooting, so maybe we get a day where the temperature comes up a little bit, we might go ski shoot. Because I'm sure he's going to want to try out his shotgun.
Sure. I was going to say, maybe he'll want to go hunting with you, and you can make it just the four of you.
Good idea, because I can put some buckshot in it. I'm sure I can find 20 gauge, but yeah, we're either. So, more than likely, I'm definitely going to try to sneak in the woods, but I can see us going ski shooting if the weather will hold out.
Find any ammo for it or not. I know a lot of people been having a hard time finding anything.
Hit or miss. I go into Academy every once in a while and they'll have plenty of 12-gauge and 20-gauge bird shot. I need to go in there another time and there's not hardly anything. So I was going to try to get some ahead of time, but you know, I didn't know how it all was going to pan out. So I might try to get my hands on something early. It might be a good idea to just go ahead and start looking for it.
It wouldn't hurt to swing by Academy on your way home and see if they got some.
Got to remember to do that, because that would be a good one. As long as it ain't too busy, because I ain't fighting crowds. But I would hope a lot of that will be over by now.
The women have got their Christmas shopping done. The men are still waiting around until Saturday.
You'll be right. That's why I like Amazon. I got on there and I ordered everything I needed and wanted, and got the wife's stuff already up under the tree wrapped up.
I finally came in last night. It's supposed to be in here first part of the week, but it finally made it yesterday.
If they have a shortage of drivers, or maybe the demand's just that high right now, because my wife had her family stuff coming in, and it was supposed to be in earlier in the week. They kept pushing it back, and it finally got delivered yesterday. So I don't know if that's something going on, or just because they've let too many drivers go. I don't know.
KO4CM. Telling if it's demand or shortage of employees. But it is what it is anymore, that's all you can say.
The guy that dropped off the package yesterday was in a budget rent a truck instead of a normal Amazon truck. So I'm sure they brought other people on to try to help with demand, but I'm kind of curious if they got enough.
But Andrew, I'm going to have to hop off here and deal with some customers coming at me, so you be safe out there, and if I don't talk to you again, you and yours have a very Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you on down the log, KO4HGX, and I'll be clear on your final 73s.
Yeah, I'm not far from my exit now, so you and the wife have a great Christmas, and hopefully you see some light. I'll try to send you that link, and I can say I hope we'll talk to you over the holidays. If not, I'll come back. You have a good one, 73 KO4 CEF, and I'll be clear.